Folks, I started a foundation with a friend of mine, Digger, and we call the foundation Hike for Cancer. And what we do there is raise money for families that have sick children, cancer. This year, it's for families that have critically ill children. Most of that is cancer, but or cancer-related type stuff. And what I do is hike the Colorado Trail. July 29th, it starts. Last year, I did the same thing, July 29th. So it was right after this festival. So, you know, I'm training back here. Getting a lot of hills
to climb.
Yeah, there's a lot of hills to climb. I just did 72 miles. I just got off the trail a couple days ago. So I realized after how busy I got along the hike, what I do is play concerts and festivals along the hike, 500 miles. And then at a lot of those concerts and events, we have a raffle and a silent auction with a bunch of local artists that donate their stuff, and a lot of people donating their time. A lot of people donating money and sponsoring my hike. And the website's hikeforcancer.org, hikeforcancer.net, hikeforcancer. It's all there. The number 4, hikeforcancer.org is the main site. But it all will link you up to the same site. And it's a really, really cool thing. I've been playing music for a long time, 14 years driving around this country, and I just finally kind of lost. I needed to have a little more meaning in what I was doing with my life. And started this thing, and it feels really good to give back and give with what you love to do. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people, like $5 would be a penny a mile. It's 500 miles, roughly 500, yep. I've got people hiking this year on the trail. There's a few musicians that are going. There's a few that want to, and a few that I'm trying to get their butts out on there.
72 miles, that's a trek.
Well, it's 500 miles in total, but yeah, the 72 is great. I am right now. I might not be at the end of the weekend, but I definitely right now I'm feeling good. Probably not the same tomorrow. But it depends how much I go walking around the campground, which I'll probably do a few miles today, just around here. But yeah, it feels really good to do, and I, you know, hope it inspires people to want to jump on board, throw an event. You know, we've had some interest. We're going to do a hike in Kauai. We're going to do some concerts there. We're going to do as much as we possibly can over the years. You know, we've got a big thing coming up before Rocky Grass in Lyons on Thursday, the 23rd, which will be the second annual, and a bunch of the artists from the festival will come down and play with my band, the Pete Cartoons Band. It's going to be really cool, and we're playing in Yarmany Grass, and we're doing a festival in South Fork, and doing the Sawatch River Music Festival. So there's 3 festivals on the hike this year that I'm really happy with, and 4 in all, really. You know, I consider this part of it as well, you know, and get a chance to talk about it and talk to more than, you know, talk to the masses if I can. So thanks you guys for... Yeah, thanks. And I hope every year, you know, we just do events, you know, hikes and concerts and events. And the beneficiary is called There With Care, and it's a bunch of women that are surviving cancer patients that put this thing together, and they're really awesome. And they basically do prepared meals, additions to houses, cleaning the house, walking the dog, anything that the families are having a hard time doing because of their, you know, child being sick. So that's a really cool foundation based out of Boulder, but it takes care of Fort Collins all the way to Colorado Springs, stretches along the Front Range there. And it's a really impressive foundation. So we're just everything we can gather, we give right to them, and we hope that, you know, we raise them a good amount of money and some hands-on help, and just, you know, just getting the word out there and talking about it, the universal connection right there is just a good thing. Yeah. Take the music on the road. There was a woman in Abingdon, Virginia, that I met at a festival last summer. She wanted me to do a house concert at her house. What's it going to take to get you out here? And I said, well, we got a house concert. She said, yeah, I can guarantee 60 people. I said, well, that sounds legit, you know, and they'll find me out there and whatnot. And it turned out to be a real success. And she just had a birthday party for her husband who turned 50. And I got the Evite. And I'm wondering, why did I get this Evite? I'm in Boulder. I can't come to Abingdon, Virginia. But then I read my name on the Evite. I saw that, and I was like, so I read it through, and it said, we're going to make this party a party with a cause, not just to celebrate Dan's 50th, but we're going to make it with a cause, and we're going to throw out a dish. And they donated or raised a bunch of money, the people that sponsored my hike that knew me from the concert before. So really cool to see people just kind of jump out of nowhere and do a really cool thing for it. And I hope that, you know, just keeps inspiring people to want to put an event of their own together. You know, why not? Make it fun. And who doesn't like the mountains and hiking and helping people out?
The setting that you're in, modeling it yourself, doing it yourself.
mm-hmm. walking those footsteps yourself.
Yeah.
That's the best way to, you know, model what you're all about is to do it yourself.
And there's a lot of people out there that, you know, really I wish could go, and I wish they could had the ability to go, but you know, unfortunately a lot of people do have normal day jobs that, you know, doesn't allow them to do that. But hopefully it inspires people to quit their job and to come hiking across Colorado with me. What a great way to go. It's a beautiful thing. 6 weeks. Yeah, well, actually, yeah, last year I had a lot of blisters, and it was very painful the whole way through, and I had crappy shoes, and this year I've got these Montrails, and I went to the Boulder Running Center, and they put you on a treadmill and check your arch, and they adjust it, and they just make it right for you, and your arch and the way that you step, and I just did 72 miles, didn't get one blister, and I didn't have poles last year, and I have poles this year, and it totally kicks ass. It's like, you have four legs instead of two. Why not, right? And then you got a 38-pound bag on or whatever it is. And a guitar, yeah. Yep. I'll do a song I wrote on the trail. How about that? I've been writing some songs on the trail. Thanks for asking about it. Yeah, Hike for Cancer.
What do they say? Whatever you do, take care of your shoes and some bands.
Well, yeah, I mean, and treat your shoes like equipment. You know, I mean, it's the most important part besides the backpack is
yeah,
the shoes.
Fancy arch. I've got flat feet.
Me too, me too.
Mm-hmm. Occasionally, but if I wear them most of the time, like this weekend, then I can make it through the weekend.
See, friends, now you know there's two of us back here out of this whole party back here with the wet t-shirt contest and the barbecue going on that have flat feet. So I wrote this tune on the trail just a couple weeks ago. I kind of pissed my girlfriend off before she dropped me off. We all do it from time to time, you know. I'll admit it. And she dropped me off to hike 3 days. So what a way to go out into the woods is like going, man. So this song came out, it's called Baby Blues.